Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. You know my name is Scott McKenzie. So glad that you are joining the podcast. We are broadcasting from IoT Solutions World Congress from Barcelona, Spain. Put that on your bucket list for a place to visit. Great food, great people, wonderful, wonderful location. And as well, we are brought to you by the Industrial Internet Consortium. Go to iiconsortium.org, and you're saying, why do I need to do that? You know why? Because you need to know more about IoT, IIoT, AI. You need to know about Industry 4.0, and that organization, the Industrial Internet Consortium, is passionate about your success, and they have the answers for you. You will not be disappointed. Go to iiconsortium.org. Find out more. And all the information is free, so you have no excuses whatsoever. We have a great interview with a gentleman by the name of Tom Willis, and he's with SAF. Batteries, SAF. Is it batteries? It's not, it's just SAF, but it's about batteries.
Yeah, we're a battery company.
They're a battery company. Yeah. So anyway, we got a great interview, and I'm looking forward to this one because if you're in the IoT space, you can't do any of this stuff without a battery. That's pretty right. That's attractive, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
That's right. I mean, you need a battery. And it's not just just a little battery that you can go get at a convenience store. These are serious batteries.
Yes, it's correct. We are a manufacturer of lithium batteries, and it's usually the lithium technologies that you need to power the IoT devices, because IoT devices generally are being specced up to be 5-10 year things out in the field. So you need a long life. It's not just a grocery store type product.
Yeah. Absolutely. Let me ask you just real quick, for the listeners out there, Tom, lay the foundation of who you are, where you come from, and you know why you're such a tremendous professional.
Tremendous professional, I'm not so sure, but I try my best. But I'm Tom Willis. I work for SAFT as a sales manager in Europe. SAFT is a big French company. We're owned by Total, the big petrochemical company. And I work in a division called Civil Electronics, and this division is essentially stuff like this, IoT.
Okay, so we've had a number of conversations with, I mean, it has run the spectrum, from devices, from security, from AI, blockchain, you name it. And if it's out on the floor, we've had that conversation. Now, however, one of the gaps that I just, when you came by and pointed out was the battery connection. So give us a little background on the technology that you guys deploy from a battery point of view and how it sort of fits in.
Well, in the battery space, in the IoT space, I mean, the devices that are being deployed are going very far and very wide, and you have a very broad network and a very far and wide network for devices to be deployed. So, of course, not so many of those devices that all the people here are going to be selling are going to be plugged into the grid somewhere. So the battery becomes critical.
Yeah, and see, you're going to continue this conversation. I just want to make sure, if I want to collect data from a remote asset, and again, there's not a plug out there.
Exactly, and
that's where you want to be able to collect that data.
You want to be able to collect that data, but you also need to be able to collect that data, you know, 3, 4, 5 times per hour, every hour, 24/7, for up to 5 years. And of course, a battery is most primary batteries that we use once. It has a limited amount of resource or capacity, as we call it, in order for that to survive. So you have to do some clever calculations to make sure that that device you're deploying, that you've spent a lot of time and money developing, actually will last for the length of the time that you need.
Right, the design length, absolutely. So I have my hat on, hi, I'm doing an industrial IoT strategy deployment, and I've got some remote assets that need to be tracked, right? Mm-hmm. So I install one of your batteries.
Yeah.
Now, I'm always thinking about how do you get a charge. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, mostly in this type of environment, IoT, most batteries that will be used, in the majority, not in every case, but in the majority, will be what we call primary batteries. So they're single-shot, single-use batteries, so they're not rechargeable. They are used once, but they're used once in applications that could be running for up to 15 years.
A battery that can do its work for 15 years and not be recharged.
And not be recharged, correct, yeah. And that's what these are designed to be. These are not kind of alkaline batteries that you buy in the grocery store. They are highly engineered lithium, and that energy density, as we call it, is what gives you the long life.
Now, when we talk about IoT, and one of the things that I've been fascinated by IoT, is just all of a sudden everybody understands the necessity to collect data and get that data on that asset or whatever it might be to make those tactical decisions associated with your organization or operation.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it just seemed like everything was, from a technology point of view, doable.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk a little bit about battery tech, because that's an integral part of that. 5 years ago, versus today, from a technical point of view, or capability point of view, you've made some pretty tremendous strides.
I think I know our business does, but I know a lot of battery businesses also do the same. They spend a lot of their revenue on R&D to continually refine and improve and increase the capability. But more often than that, we are also seeking to get into relationships with people that don't just buy a battery as a commodity. People that are developing their lovely device should spend time, and they do spend time with somebody like us to essentially make sure that, you know, that they are discharging their unit at the right level of current in order that they can get that lifetime needed. So it's not just a question of continual battery improvement, it's that plus harnessing the relationships with the people that are developing and inventing this stuff so that we can keep pound for pound with them on getting the 5 or 10 or whatever it is years that they need.
That's amazing, because one of the things that we have talked about a lot here is getting up front on that design, and that's what you're talking about. You're saying, okay, if you're going to be developing a device and you're going to be inserting some security in there, you're going to define what that device is for, and all of the parameters, and then and pop in the power source that achieves that objective. And that's key.
Yeah, I would admit to you, I'm getting older now, so I have a right to complain more and more. And I would say that quite often, strangely, a battery can often be a little bit of an afterthought product. People are spending a lot of time developing something incredible, something far beyond my intelligence. But then it becomes, and at the end, we'll put a battery into it. And actually, we would actually prefer a little bit of earlier engagement, because the battery can quite often be a critical thing. If you haven't got a battery, your device won't work. But also, it can be quite a big component in a device. Physically, volumetrically, it can be quite big. And then also, it can be one of the more expensive components. So those three things considered, we would like to see the battery sort of considered and factored in a little earlier, because a lot of the time we're coming into projects and we have to try and help customers wiggle things around to make their device do what they assumed it would do.
Is that an interesting conversation? You're saying, I'm going to invest my time, energy, and precious resources into developing a solution that will help me operate better, and then all of a sudden I forget the power source, and then, I got to go and talk to somebody to do it. You think that would be an upfront?
I don't want to make too much of a sweeping statement, but so far in my experience with IoT projects that I've been involved in, it does feel a little like that, I will admit. And of course, I'm happy to go in and try and straighten things out and do what I do. But early engagement is always best on any project.
So, and help me understand a little bit about the technology in a battery, because my little brain can't wrap it around a 15-year life. It's drawn a little bit, but I mean, how do you achieve that? What is it?
Well, essentially, it's a chemical reaction, a chemical reaction between two elements, and in most batteries, it will be a metal, i.e. lithium. You hear about lithium batteries, and then an electrolyte, something that will react with it, something that will eat the lithium, and that reaction, chemical reaction, creates energy. And that's where you have the power of a battery. So in the case of most IoT devices, the batteries you will buy from my company or from any other manufacturer that does the same thing will be lithium thionyl chloride. Lithium is the metal. It looks like aluminium foil to look at.
Then
it reacts with a sort of a soaked sponge, if you like, of electrolyte, which would then react, and the two things will react together, and that's where you create voltage.
But you're right, but you're not just like you're a battery company, but you also provide other services. Like there might be a rechargeable solution for your IoT. There might be, you've run the whole
Yeah. It's a big organization that I'm working for. Over on other divisions of the business, we're supplying people like Airbus and Boeing for their batteries, a lot of trains, a lot of military, a lot of space projects. So there's a lot of stuff that SAFT is doing as a business. But in this particular space, it's the mostly primary batteries, and then some rechargeable lithium ion.
Right. And now, because we're at the IoT World Congress here.
Yeah.
The IoT device needs to notify you when the battery begins to not perform too as well.
Yeah.
If that is the case after 10, 15 years,
you
got to replace me.
Yeah, and it will either be a question of people factor that in as a calendar date to change the battery. Some people do it on a kind of a low voltage kind of alarm. There are different ways and means. But generally, we kind of set ourselves a bit of a target that the battery will outlive the device. So that it doesn't become a replacement, the whole thing's replaced, and it becomes easier for the supply chain.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's the right attitude.
Yeah.
Now, put on your future hat. Where do you see all this going? I mean, battery technology has grown quite a bit. So where do you see it going?
Well, the thing with battery technologies, my personal belief is there are other chemistries out there. We talked about the chemical reactions, but of course you have a lot of power, so you have to make sure that when you create the next generation of stuff, that it's not only is it energy dense and it can do a lot of good things, but you have to make sure it's safe as well, because people are handling this stuff and you have a lot of power, a lot of voltage at your disposal. So. As the future moves forward, I don't think that there will be a big acceleration now in the chemistry, because I think we still need to make sure that we're developing and supplying batteries that still remain safe for people to use. There's a lot of power at people's disposal here.
Now, you brought up a safety concern. Is there a safety concern that we need to be aware of?
No, but batteries are a source of power, so you have to make sure you use them in an appropriate manner, and you have to make sure that you don't discharge them in an appropriate manner. So it's a question of just making sure you're using everything within permissible and reasonable values.
Wow. Do you have a favorite sports team?
Well, I'm an Englishman, so my team is football in the traditional sense of the word football, and my team is Watford.
And a ball.
Yeah.
What, who is it?
Watford. Yes, it's me and Elton John are the two celebrity fans.
but I'm glad that you're not just your typical fan like Liverpool or Manchester or whatever.
Unfortunately, I wasn't born into that. You get what you're given, huh?
That's good. Hey, are you active out there on LinkedIn?
I am indeed, yes.
Very good. Reach out to Tom Willis. You need to consider the battery component to your IoT strategy and do it up front. Did I get that right?
Absolutely. Couldn't agree
more. Don't frustrate Tom.
No.
You don't want to frustrate him.
No.
Nor his football team.
No. I've got enough frustration.
I was just going to say, he's like, I don't know about that one, man. That's right. And you're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast, brought to you by those wonderful people at Industrial Internet Consortium. Go out to iiconsortium.org. Find out more. All the information is free. You need to get engaged with your IoT, IIoT strategies, as well as batteries, and you name it. You need to start deploying that solution now. iiconsortium.org. Reach out to the Industrial Internet Consortium. They are passionate about your success. And thank you once again for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We have another great interview, just like the one here over to Tom. So enjoy, be safe, and all that good stuff. And we will be talking soon.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.